While State Senator Catherine Pugh easily won the Baltimore mayoral election last week, Joshua Harris, the Green Party candidate for mayor, managed to draw about 10% of the vote. WYPR's Jonna McCone took a look at those numbers and what they say about the future of third-party candidates in Baltimore.
John Willis, a former Maryland Secretary of State who teaches public policy at the University of Baltimore, knows a lot about the history of local politics. He even wrote a book called Maryland Politics and Government, part of a national series on state politics. And in this year's race, he was impressed with Joshua Harris's showing.
The third party candidate did very well. Over 10% is a good, healthy number. And I think that indicates a certain dissatisfaction with how political parties are operating and what they represent to the larger populace.
The Maryland Green Party qualified as a recognized party in 2000. And this year was the first time they ran a candidate for mayor in Baltimore. Andy Ellis, who co-chairs the Baltimore Green Party, called Harris's performance a good starting point.
One of the things that we've noticed on a state level is that every one of our candidates gets more votes than there are registered Greens in that area, and by a factor of 7 to 10 times in some cases. And what that says to us is that there's a lot more folks out there who are interested in the message and in the values than we currently have registered.
For a point of reference, Democrats outnumber Greens 200-1 in Baltimore City and 276-1 statewide. Republicans outnumber them 25-1 in the city and 100-1 in the state. Willis points out that Democrats and Republicans tend to respond when third parties get more support.
Third parties have a role beyond just winning. They do push the issue agenda.
In this case, Harris's totals, along with former Mayor Sheila Dixon's 22% of the vote from a late-blooming write-in campaign, cut into Catherine Pugh's margin of victory.
Well, I was quite surprised on election night when I saw the percentage for the Democratic candidate. That's the lowest percentage for a Democratic candidate since the Republican won in 1963.
That was Theodore McKeldin. Since then, Democrats have never polled less than 80% of the vote for mayor, and former Mayor Martin O'Malley took better than 90% of the vote during his 1999 campaign. But Malia Cromer, who teaches political science at Gouger College, says percentages don't mean much for losers.
All politics is about winning at the end of the day.
And she points out there's a distinction between Harris, who was a Democrat before he switched to the Green Party in February, and the party's infrastructure.
I think a lot of this success has to do not just with the Green Party as an organization, but the Harris candidacy. This is somebody who could really talk to a lot of the social justice issues in a way that were not, you know, fundamentally addressed by some of the other candidates running.
She says the Green Party needs to have more candidates involved in the nitty-gritty of local issues, attending forums, community meetings, to bring new voters to its ranks.
For Joshua Harris, I think it was a really great run for the mayor of Baltimore, which, by the way, is a big-time position. For the Green Party, if they want to continue to be taken seriously as a third-party option, they need to reinvest their efforts into getting people elected to the city council, which they did try to do in this election cycle. There were several seats that were contested by Green Party candidates, and that perhaps is the path to legitimacy.
Third parties need to start winning local seats, she says. And that shift could start to break down the national narrative that they're merely spoiler parties in presidential races. Harris, for his part, says he'll continue to stay active in local issues.
So for me, it's really about the work, and I'm going to get back to that work right now and evaluate what will be my next step. There's lots of people who are encouraging me to run again, and that's something that I will take into consideration when the time comes.
And he's already seen Democrats interested in elements of his platform. I'm Jonna McCone, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.